Now, I want to share one more thing with you. We have just a little time. And this is from my heart. There's people in here. There's friends of yours and myself that have been under some attacks. There are rumors. There are secrets. There are things that are going around. And I want you to know that is a blessing. Why is it a blessing? Because when you're a part of a church body that's going to stand on God's word has an answer for those attacks. Now, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 15. And I want to talk to you about church discipline. Now, this is just going to be a little sermonette that I'll put on the website. Because remember, those things, you have to be taught certain things and you have to learn certain things so that you can always turn back to God's word and understand how you handle certain situations. And that's what we're going to do here is we're going to stand on God's word, not on our flesh. We don't handle things our way because it'll get messy and ugly. We're going to handle things God's way and see the blessings from God. So Matthew 18 verse 15 talks about being offended by a brother with sin. And it says this, "Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of the two or three witnesses, every word may be established. But if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen, like a tax collector. Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Now, here's what I want you to know about church discipline, okay? Church discipline has one effect, one purpose, and that is to restore your brother in Christ. Not to punish them, to restore them. So you go to the brother face to face to restore them, okay? You do not go around talking about them. You do not go around saying, "Well, if you knew what I knew." You do not go around saying, "But there's secrets." You go to the brother. And then if he refuses to hear you and really to repent and to be restored and to be forgiven, then you take two or more to show him the seriousness of his lack of repentance. And when he turns, then you have restored a brother. But if he refuses to turn, then his hard-heartedness will be faced with the church being told. And if he continues to be hard, then he is treated like an unbeliever. Now, that does not mean that he's shunned, because how are we supposed to treat unbelievers? With love. We are supposed to treat them as if, though, you need Christ. Not you're out. You need Christ in your life. This is about restoration. This is about a loving God. The ultimate sin by the offender is what? A hard heart. It's not the offense. The ultimate sin is the one who gets his heart so hard that he refuses to turn in repentance and be restored. Now it says two or three are gathered, and it talks about prayer where two or three are gathered. I want you to know something. You know what that is? That's a promise from God. That when two or three gather together in this act of discipline and going before this person, you are to know this. God's with you. You are under the protection of God. Why? Because what you are doing is heading out to restore a brother. Now I want you to know something. Why is this such a blessing to be able to talk about this? Because I believe that things that are happening around us give a God centered church an opportunity to teach those things. This isn't a time to be angry. This is a time to be glorious and give glory to God, because we are going to see where God stands, and we are going to see in our faith whether we stand with God or whether we stand on our own flesh. So my encouragement to you is to remember what God has for you. That's what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on God and His way. Amen?
Amen.